Partners for small to medium internet radio stations. Visit our website at all the W's. Simplecast.co.uk.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, December the 17th. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly, ravishingly reindeer-eared Jill Serkin. Hello.
Aren't they antlers?
What?
They're not reindeer ears, are they? They're antlers.
Those things on your head are dealy boppers.
What are dealy boppers?
Those things on your head.
You see, the trouble with you, Andrews, is that you're so old, you know these sort of different names for things, don't you?
Oh,
you know,
my dear.
Wench-like
back,
things.
Back in Elizabethan times, they were antler dealy boppers.
Do you know, on Sunday night, I was feeling a bit morose.
Were you?
And I was tucked up with a dress crab, as you do. And
better than being tucked up with an undress crab.
Yeah, and I watched X Factor for 2 minutes and that depressed me. There was no twerking or anything. So I watched Downton Abbey and I realised I'm born in the wrong era.
Really?
Because in those days, it was all, you know, I'm all right from the top down to the waist. So, and then they had a bustle, didn't they? So then you could just eat what you wanted.
Really?
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
You could hide a multitude
of
sins.
But I don't know how to break this to you, Jules.
Oh.
But you eat what you want anyway.
Mm.
Would you like a tally so far of what has been scoffed so far this morning that I've just seen?
Have you been keeping account?
No, I don't. Not especially. I just kind of been sweeping up a lot with the crumbs. Was it six mince pies?
They are award winning.
And a meat pie. Six mince pies,
oh, that,
a meat pie.
Yeah, but that is Kentish
Diamonds. Half a bottle of cognac for medicinal purposes.
That is Chevalier.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Plus chocolate biscuits.
Well, that was the little bit of caffeine because I've got man flu.
And chup must. What is it? Must chup. Must chup and sausages.
Well, that was, you know, they were gluten-free sausages.
Well, that was all right then, so they had no calories at all.
And the must chup was for adults only ketchup.
Right. Okay.
So that's fabulous, Andrews. It was very nice. He was on a superior show at 11 to 12, Paul Andrews.
Was he?
Called At Scoff Quaff, Quaff.
Okay. Good.
You can listen again on scoffquaff.co.uk.
If you really want to.
Or Channel Radio.
Yeah, or you could just poke yourself in the eye.
You could. Mm. Talking of poking yourself in the eye, how's your week been?
Yeah, not bad.
Doing any yoga?
It's only Tuesday. No, and it's only Tuesday, so it's not had a lot of time to kind of get running and developing. And
how
stuff
did
like
you
that.
Enjoy mincing about in Whitstable without me?
It was okay.
Did you get lost?
I didn't get lost. I had quite a nice time. I was mortified to get your text that said, I understand you're coming to Whitstable. Listener, she sent me a text. She said, I understand you're coming to Whitstable, which she knew because she organised it. And she said, I hope you know that I'm not meeting you.
Oh.
Because I'm going out with my son for lunch and you're not invited.
Oh. I went to JoJo's. Very nice.
Yeah, I know you did. I ended up in Costa Coffee all on my own.
Oh, no, not a chain.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
your sideburns look fab.
Thank you. Yeah, Mariano did his number on me.
Yeah.
Did me hair.
Little Spanish number.
Flow & Co. Well done, guys, over there at Flow & Co. Brilliant. Anyway, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. You can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But the most likely way to get hold of us is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had a few tweets in, and we're going to read those in a minute. And we've already had a few emails, which Jules is going to read in a minute. So I'm going to kick off with the first tweet of the day, which is from the Hazlitt's Arts Centre in Maidstone, Hazlitt Theatre.
I do love Hazlitt in a sandwich.
Yeah, and it says, could we have a shout out, please? We are pantoing for a little while longer.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, they are, is what they said. So that's the panto at the Hazlitt Arts Centre at Hazlitt Theatre in Maidstone, and I believe the panto this year is Dick Whittington.
Okay.
And there's still some seats left if
Aren't
you want
you
to go along.
Aren't you supposed to slap your thigh when you say that?
I probably am.
Yeah.
So, thank you to the Hazlitt Arts Centre. What else have we had on the Twitter so far? Alex Waterton has tweeted he's listening in, as has the lovely Adrian Kearney at AK Pet Services. Who else have we got here? Miriam McGurk, listening and really looking forward to a festive show and a happy Christmas to all the listeners. So thank you, Miriam, for
now,
that.
Now there's a stocking filler.
Who, Miriam?
Well, Tales from Turkey.
Oh, right, okay.
Talesfromturkey.com. That's what I say.
Yep.
Nip on, buy a couple of books, put them in a stocking.
Absolutely. We've also had a tweet from Peter Cook, Academy of Rock. So thank you for that tweet.
I expect he's wearing a festive pair of little snakeskin trousers today.
Yep. And Stephen Jenner of the Gillingham Dramatic Society has also given us a little tweet. I think, and hold on, we just got another one in from Charles Tussell.
Oh, my farmer.
Yeah, he says, can you give a mention to Goody Ales for tonight's Open Brewery celebrating award-winning Genesis Ale? And you can follow Goody Ales on the Twitter at Goody Ales, G-O-O-D-Y-A-L-E-S. And you can follow Charles at Farm in Kent, both on the Twitter.
Didn't he look fetching?
He did, in his alpine outfit.
Yeah, he looked very fetching. I do like a farmer in breeches.
Yeah, lederhosen.
Yeah. Maldwein. What's the other thing? Googleheinde, whatever.
Glühwein, yeah.
Googleheinden.
You made that up.
I know.
That's just nonsense. You meant glühwein, didn't you?
I might have done.
What was it again?
Googleheinden.
Googleheinden. That's a cross between an art gallery in Barcelona, which is a Guggenheim. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. A Glockenspiel, which is a percussion instrument. Yeah.
Is that the one that Sooty used to play?
And Lady Gaga, who's a weird spot performer, but you know, you're getting it.
She twerks.
Yeah, absolutely, she does.
Federation of Small Businesses, Paul Andrews. It's quite funny, actually. I was just tweeting, because I've got a man flu. Instead of Vanilla Web, I put out Vanilla Web. I thought it was quite amusing.
And did they respond?
Yeah, all your fans. FSB, are you prepared for growth, Paul Andrews? Are you ready to act? Who was that dramatic man we had just now?
Sorry?
The drama man, the drama tweeter.
Gillingham Drama Society, Stephen Jenner. Yeah.
Are you ready to act? Gillingham Drama Studio R. Are you an SME or a startup wanting to take advantage of the green shoots? Do you know what's available to help you be more effective and efficient? Recruit and keep the best people, access to finance and business support, more business, local procurement options. The power of Google and YouTube sales, what's hot, what's not, be the best you can. Social media, the do's and don'ts. Now, this conference is running January the 23rd, so pop this in your diary. It's at the FSB, Federation of Small Businesses, Kent Conference, North Kent Conference, and that's in Chatham Maritime, Chatham, Kent, 6 to 9 p.m. So again, it's January the 23rd, and we will put details of that on the Business Bunker after the show.
Brilliant, thank you. I've got a very important thing to read out here.
Have
that,
you?
That the lovely Sally Laker sent me.
Oh, yeah.
Sally for Cakes fame.
Sorry, my cognac.
It's all right, listen, she's just emptying out the empties from this morning.
I'm just making sure the boys here don't snaffle my cognac.
Yeah, what's left of it, which is a little sniffed around the cork. Is all that's left of a whole bottle, like a litre and a half bottle of cognac. Which she opened at 10 o'clock this morning and had virtually finished by 12:30.
I had a lem sip first, just to get going.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Anyway, can I go back to Sally's lovely message that she sent us?
She does make a good lemon drizzle cake.
Yeah, but this isn't about cakes. This is about something completely different. And it's really important, and it's something close to my heart, and I really want to make this happen.
Okay.
Yeah, she has sent me this on behalf of KDCS, which is the Kent Deaf Children's Society. And what Sally is organising, and the other folks from KDCS, is a football club. For deaf kids.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Come and join the KDCS Skills and Drills Deaf Children's Football Club at the Whitstable Community College Sports Hall. The first session starts on Monday the 13th of January. It's from 5:30 to 6:30 in the evening, and it's for deaf children aged 5 to 12 years old. It's only £1.50 per child, and their siblings are welcome as long as they're in the age range 5 to 12. To book your place or inquire about further dates and times on future sessions, please contact Johan on 07557 334 347, or you can email office@kdcs.org. Office@kdcs.org. I will put all those all those details on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can follow up with that. And just to let you know that the Kent Deaf Children's Society is sponsored by Cactus Security, and you can find out more about them by going to their website, which is www.cactussecurity.co.uk. So that's the Kent Deaf Children's Society, January the 13th, Monday, 5:30 to 6:30, football skills for 5 to 12-year-olds. Do get along there, parents and kids, and find out what it's all about, because that could be a fabulous, fabulous resource.
You know how Cactus would secure your premises, don't you?
Could be prickly.
Could be. All around the fence, little cactus.
Cacti.
Wanted, tombola and auction prizes for charity fundraiser. This is the Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs. For 30 years now, our business support charity has been dedicated to encouraging, supporting and promoting enterprise as a career option amongst Kent's young people. And in order to deliver our service, we heavily rely on in-kind support and donations. And so they're pleased to announce that two of the sponsors have kindly offered to host fundraising events for us in the next year, 2014. And there will be a tombola and auction. So they're looking for prizes. So if any of you businesses out there would like to donate, there's obviously a PR opportunity there if you use it wisely. And they're looking for vouchers and drinks, memorabilia, chocolates, products, memberships and discounts. Please give them a ring on 01622 694 341 if you want to get involved with the Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs. Bringing me swiftly on to Paul Andrews, to who is sponsoring our show today?
Our today's show sponsor is Red Spot HR. Once again, Nick and the crew there, thank you very much for that. And they are particularly interested in you finding out more about their careerrouteplan.com services, which helps people identify their next career move.
Well, young Shay Serkin has done it, and it was really interesting. And I must say, they sent a really lengthy thing back. What do you call it?
Report.
I was going to say
analysis.
A pre-say.
Pre-say. A lengthy pre-say. That's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lengthy pre-say.
Yeah. I use that in my gravy.
Oxymoron.
Yeah. Gluten-free, though. But
Gluten-free oxymoron.
Yeah, I was very impressed. And Shay said that he's followed up and he's doing a follow-up phone call. So I've actually sent it to Dr. Baxter, who's the master at Simon Langton School for Boys, through to them, because I thought it might be interesting. Yeah.
No, good.
But very good. So worth going on to their website, which is, Paul Andrews?
Careerrouteplan.com. Actually.
Go on to Twitter.
No. The easiest way is to go to the Kent Business Radio website, and there's a dirty great link on the left-hand side of the page, which is careerrouteplan.com.
Okay, so go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click through. And if you've got if you're looking for a career change, or you've got sprogs that are sort of coming up to that time, go on that.
Well, it's not just sprogs. I mean, it suits anybody, because lots of us don't particularly know what we want to do. And when we get to different points in our life and we want to make a life change of some kind, you know.
You still don't know, do you, darling?
No, I know. I don't. I haven't got a clue what I want
wandering
to do.
Wandering around.
I know. I don't want to do this with you much longer.
Oh, that's horrible. That's a horrible thing to say, frankly.
Yeah.
Frankly. After I sent you that lovely text yesterday as well.
I know. We're going to talk about that later, don't you?
The Brownies Christmas lunch. No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
At Business Networking. I've got lots of things I can say about you.
That's true.
That I've kept very shtum on.
Yeah,
I've got lots of pictures of your all sorts. Best Western.
I haven't got an all sort.
Abbott's Barton Hotel with a lovely tall one. This is supported and attended by the FSB, Federation of Small Business, and it's on Wednesday the 18th, so that's mañana.
Yep.
So get on down, it's 12 to 2:30, and to book your place, contact the tall one, Janice Watton, and that's events at castlewoodhotels.com. As I said, it's 12:30, and it's a two-course Christmas lunch. I might go, actually, because my new husband's back, which means he can take over domestic events, and I could go. You want to come?
No.
Then you can pay for me.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I absolutely knew that was going. I wasn't going to fall for that at all. Cool. Right.
I'll just put it on your tab.
Yeah, as normal.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage.
Is it Christmassy?
It is a bit Christmassy.
Well, who is it?
Maria Carey.
Oh.
Ah. don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Welcome back, Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
You got the high note on that, didn't you, darling? Very good.
That's my favourite song. That
is it?
It's really great. Yeah.
I like what's his name now? Ken Lloyd, if you're listening, you know the one. I fancy that. The guy I told you that plays the little flute.
Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull.
I don't know what it is. Every time I see that, when he kicks his leg up and all that Robin Hood stuff with the thigh length, I'd have a thing about that. What is that?
And this is the person that accused me of being old. Less than 20 minutes ago. Yeah.
But that is a fantastic song.
Yeah. Jethro Tull.
Why aren't you playing it? Let's play more Jethro Tull.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's have him on the show.
Okay. Well, I'll give him a call later.
Yeah. Well, you know all. You've had Bowie on, haven't you?
Yeah.
On China Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Anyway, look, enough of that nonsense.
Yeah.
We're going to welcome our next guest.
Oh, let's.
And listen, it must be Christmas. It has got to be Christmas, because for the fourth consecutive year on our Christmas special show, we have the fabulous Mr. Mike Waterton. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Mike was about...
Wears the same hat every year.
Yeah. And the same shirt and the same socks. No. Now, Mike was one of the, if not the first, one of the very early guests on the Business Bunker show when we first started the show. And as a bit of a tradition, because we love him to bits and he's really brilliant and a fabulous supporter of Business Bunker and Channel Radio, we have a tradition now of having Mike on the Christmas show, the last show of the year. So he's here with his tinsel, his Father Christmas hat, and Mike, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you back to the Business Bunker, mate, and lovely to see you.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here again. And can I start by saying I'd like to say a big hello to... We've got a new VIP listener to Channel Radio.
Yeah?
Yeah, my mum.
Hello, Mrs. Waterton. I know your mum.
What's
mummy's
name?
Mum.
Hazel.
Hazel. I know Hazel. I've met Hazel.
Shame your dad isn't called Nut, isn't it?
I've met Hazel. Hello, Hazel. Thank you for listening. It's absolutely wonderful for you to listen in.
Is that another one of your fancy women?
I beg your pardon. Well, you're talking about Michael's mother here.
Yeah, I know what you're like.
Okay, all right. Good. Sorry, we're getting signals
from... That's our producer rolling up in the... is he allowed to roll up in the green room?
I don't know, but he was telling us that we've got some sound issues. I'm not sure what they
are.
No,
you sound fabulous, darling.
Yeah.
I think it was me.
Okay. And Mike sounds wonderful.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So welcome to Hazel listening and all the other people from Temp Network office. For those listeners that don't know Mike, and there can't be many of them, but we'll give it a go. Although, having said that, we have acquired a lot of new listeners in the last year.
We have.
So tell us a little bit about Temp Network and what you do, and then we'll kind of move it on from there.
Okay. Very happy to. For those who don't know, Temp Network is an industrial recruitment agency based in Tunbridge Wells. We supply staff to warehouse environments, picking and packing environments, food production and other manufacturing places of work.
That sounds like that ad we play every week, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
Every week. Only a week.
Yeah.
With the little,
every day.
Well, every day, but eight, with a little northern man on.
Yeah.
We do. That's Temp Network, is very happy to sponsor, well, the Business Bunker and Channel Radio.
No, absolutely. And we really appreciate it, Mike. You're our greatest supporter and we love that. So, how's business?
Business is very, very good, thank you. 2013 has been an exciting and a fun and a good year for growth, and there's lots of things happening, and we are setting ourselves up. We've had a good final quarter, which is the kind of time that we are really busy. That's why I come in September to promote what we'll be doing in, you know, for Christmas.
Right.
And we're looking forward to a very strong, very good, positive 2014.
Brilliant. Now, there's things happening on the job scene in 2014, and I'd like to get your view on this. Mm-hmm. I think it's from January, the European Union are allowing in workers from Bulgaria and Romania. Have you got a view on that? Can you tell us what your thoughts on Eastern Europeans coming into work?
I would love to. I won't dwell too long because obviously it's Christmas and we want to keep it light and fun. But people need to be aware that, you know, things are made to sell. You know, headlines are made to promote and sell newspapers for advertising revenues. The real fact of the matter is, you know, these people have been around for many years and they've been allowed to work in agricultural work. So many of them have done farms and hop farms and things like that through the summer.
Right.
And have worked in this country for a few months at a time and you know, been no bother to anybody really. What we're going to see now is just what we had 10 years ago when we allowed Poland to join. Is that a percentage of the population will come here, but they're coming here looking to do work and looking to work in, you know, in manual places where you we struggle sometimes to find, you know, people with those skill sets in the UK already.
Okay, cool. So it's not really a massive deal, and it isn't really a big change, is it? Because, as you say, it's been happening for a while anyway, really, but people didn't really understand that.
Correct, yeah. I think, you know, it's not an ignorance. If you're not aware, you just don't know, and then someone puts you on front of a headline, you know, on a newspaper, and you have a reading, and everyone's got an opinion.
Yeah.
Whereas if you drill down to the facts, you'll find that, you know, these people, they have been here in slightly less numbers,
but in
different environments, but they are coming to work in, you know, in places where Temp Network are already, and we already have, you know, a very broad range of people from all sorts of backgrounds.
Yeah, and as you know, Mike, it's one of my pet soapboxes that there's a lot of misnomers and myths talked about the employment market in this country anyway. Mm-hmm. In fact, employment is very buoyant, isn't it? There's a lot of work about, and people go, oh, you know, people are coming in stealing the jobs. Who cares? There's actually tons of work. It's not as if there's a shortage of jobs, but people believe there is because of newspaper headlines.
exactly the same. We've had a lot of negativity over the last few years. Mm. We know things have been harsh. You know, if you go back to 2008, banks were closing, big, massive retail names were closing. But what we've seen is a market shift, as we've talked before, as online, you know, as e-tail becomes a major, yep, a major force to reckon with, the job market has changed and people are coming away from the high street,
yep,
which means that people are needing to look at new avenues to work. And that, you know, we've always got vacancies. If you know, if anyone's saying there's no work out there and you are in Tunbridge Wells or the surrounding area, you know, please contact Temp Network. We can help you. We have plenty of work. We have ongoing work and we have a lot of temp to perm work as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And it is one of those funny things that the press in this country keep putting out the same old stories over and over again. They never check. They never ask anyone because it would ruin their headlines. And they're just wrong. And they're just plain wrong. But, you know, and then that leads on to other things of people getting upset when, you know, people come and work.
I know. I see that. But we have to thank them. Otherwise, maybe the Business Bunker radio show wouldn't exist.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Let's take the positive.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So what's on the horizon for Temp Network?
Well, I did think I mentioned it on last time I was on, but I'd like to plug, you know, relentlessly as we can.
Yeah.
Temp Network is growing through next year, and we are also expanding from Kent. We are moving to a new premises. We're going to take on an extra premises in Corby, Northamptonshire.
Right, okay.
Where I cut my teeth in recruitment many, many years ago, just a few years ago. steady.
Still in shorts.
Trousers. And I'll go in there to sort of rekindle some previous relationships and build the Temp Network brand across the Midlands.
Right, okay. So, okay, that's an interesting expansion, but back to your roots to some extent, and I guess you're doing that because, you, as you said, you have contacts there, so it's another way of expanding.
Definitely.
That's brilliant. So you've got the southeast kind of corner covered through the Tunbridge Wells office and then expanding into the East Midlands?
We'd say, call it East Midlands. I mean, we have a couple of national clients that we look after across the UK. I mean, the principle is the same, as you know, from the jobs in Kent side of things, that we are in a position that, you know, modern technology allows us to recruit pretty much from anywhere. People have access to email. They can scan and apply online, send documentation to prove that they can work online. So we can, you know, we cover from sort of Bristol to North London already, from one office. So yes, plenty of opportunity for growth next year.
That's a really important point you make as well, because that's another thing about the employment market that people don't understand quite so well, is that the structure and processes have changed an awful lot, haven't they? Because so many things are digital now and online, and that has positive and negative connotations.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you suffer from this, but one of the things that I see through Jobs in Kent is that people get lazy about their job application. And because it's easy, they will bang off 1,000 applications.
Yeah.
Just hit a button and don't think about what
tailoring.
They're sending.
Yeah.
And they don't tailor their CV. They don't think about what they've applied for. And then when they don't get a response, they assume that the job doesn't exist, not that there was something wrong with their application. Jules has just opened the third bottle. It's all right. She's in party mode now, listener.
From the recruiter's angle on this subject, there's a sort of couple of points. First one is, yes, when you are applying for a job, please, you know, tailor your CV, create a covering letter that is relevant and states why.
Oh dear.
Why you are applying?
Just crack the glass. Sorry, Mike.
That was that Mariah Carey note.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Carry on, Mike. Sorry.
Please state why you are applying a job, why the interviewer should look and make you stand out and get you to an interview, rather than just putting 50 jobs in a job basket and pressing send.
Yeah.
And from the other point of view, as technology moves on and people say, oh, there aren't so many jobs about, you know, my question is, where are you looking? And I'm not being flippant in that. You know, we've seen that from next year onwards, more people will be accessing the internet from their phones than desktop computers.
Absolutely.
That is, 2014 is the year that happens.
Yeah.
So, you know, make sure that you're looking in the right place. But for the same for people that have vacancies, make sure that you're advertising in the right place.
Absolutely.
And that you have a website that has a mobile page or an app that is relevant to the market that you're recruiting in.
Yeah. It's funny you should say that, Mike. You can download the Jobs in Kent app for iPhone, BlackBerry and Android free from iTunes or Google Play or anywhere else. So do that. You're absolutely right. Most technology is moving to phone, tablet. Mm-hmm. And therefore, even if you don't have a native app, as Mike quite rightly says, you've got to make sure your website is mobile friendly.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. And hopefully that might make people think a little bit more. I'm not holding my breath, but it might make them think a little bit more about their application processes.
Yes.
Because you're absolutely right. So many people make category errors now. When they send off their CV for a job, they don't get any kind of reply, and they just assume there's something wrong with a job rather than something wrong with their application. Blimey. Jules has got consumption or something today, I think.
I've been ill for a week. Thanks for asking.
No, that's all right. You
Where
just keep coughing down my microphone.
I need a bit more cognac, sorry.
Yeah,
that was coughing away from the mic.
Yeah, but... Oh,
into
whatever.
A little hanky.
Yeah. Think more about your application, and don't, as Mike says, keep putting loads of stuff in a job basket and pressing send, because you'll just get ignored. And you're just wasting your time. But the jobs exist, and they're out there, and they're out there in large numbers.
But also read it. People send stuff with capitals missing, punctuation, everything. Get the name of the company wrong.
Oh, I could tell you 100 stories about
that.
No, I'm not going to tell you any of it. I'll tell you one funny story.
See, I knew you would.
I'll tell you one
funny... How long does it, Mike, to get him off?
I'll tell you
one shaggy dog story.
I did a radio show for the BBC in BBC Radio Essex. Last Christmas, actually.
Yeah.
And I was talking about this concept of being a lot of work about, and a guy rang in. It was a phone-in programme, and he rang in and he went, right, he said, you reckon there's loads of jobs about? He said, I've been out of work nearly a year, and I've applied for over 300 jobs, and I haven't got one. So where are all these jobs? And I went, well, you just applied for 300. How many do you want? And he went, yeah, no, but where are they all? And I went, you just told me you applied for 300 jobs. What you're making a mistake. There isn't a shortage of jobs. There's a shortage of your ability to get one. It's a different problem.
Yeah.
And he hung up.
Fancy that.
Yeah. You know, you just think, blimey, think it through. Okay. So, temp network.
I love you when you're interviewing all diligently with your pom-pom, your Father Christmas pom-pom waving as you talk.
Yeah.
Listener, you should see it. It's a picture, isn't it, Mike?
I got a big white bubble on the end of my hat. And
you want to get it lanced.
Every time I move in my seat, it swings around and smashes me in the face.
I tell you, Mike, which is
why Jules gave me this hat. I have to say.
It doesn't jingle, though. It doesn't jingle like your bell. More jingle.
Yeah, he hasn't got his balls in today.
Oh, for goodness sake, woman. So it's fabulous news to hear that Temp Network is going from strength to strength and expanding next year and doing loads of interesting stuff, Mike. And we thank you so much for all the support you give us on Channel Radio and the Business Bunker show. It's been an absolute pleasure to welcome you back to the Business Bunker. You're going to stay with us for the rest of the show, obviously, and join in with the mayhem as we unfold. But for the moment, Mr. Mike Walton of Temp Network, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're a star, mate. Thank you. Cool. Jules, I think you can read a couple more emails. I noticed the Twitter is going mad again, so I'm going to catch up with some of those.
Tiger briefing for advisors, how to make the best of your loan application. Keep your clients interested with an interest-free loan with the 20 million RGF fund. What does RGF stand for? Do you know?
RGF.
You always
Regional
know all these
Growth
things.
Fund.
See, you know everything, like an elephant. The breakfast briefing is aimed at current applicants and third-party professionals, such as solicitors, accounts, bank relationship managers, love that, who may wish to support their client in making an application for the Tiger loan. The official applications support advisors from Kent Invicta Chamber and members of the Tiger team will share you. Sorry, I'm seeing them in little Tiger onesies, aren't you, Mike?
You're making this up as you go on. You've got something going on in your own head about this. Yeah. You're reading the email and then making up the
story.
I have a
cartoon brain. I just see pictures. We'll share with you. I see a picture of a little load of people in onesies, little Tiger onesies. We'll share with you some of the most common errors and mistakes that can slow or hinder an application. Oh, that is useful. Mm. They will also present examples of the types of businesses that have been successful so far and which sectors are eligible. Don't miss this opportunity to acquire the knowledge your client needs from you. And you need to write to people or go to Sears Business Centre, 3-9 Station Street, Sittingbourne, Kent. And that needs to be in by the 19th of December, or that briefing is on the 19th of December, and it's 8:30 to 10. I think we need to do a little bit of research on this, Paul Andrews, and get the website for people, and we will put it on the Bunker website. I will make that my task for the afternoon. How about that?
Fabulous.
Yeah, there's dedication for you. There's a Kent Business tweet up. It's the last one of the year. And huge thanks to everyone that's come. They are free for all businesses, and it's at the Hotel Continental in Whitstable on the seafront, just off the High Street. And it's 10 a.m. this Thursday with Gerard Yamavikius officiating. He says I say it better than you. But not your face. Ken Lloyd will probably be there. I might mince in for a mince pie if I can. But it's free business networking. Go on to kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk for more details. Don't forget your passport. Can I cough? Don't forget your passport Christmas party. Staff at a Kent company were treated to an overnight Christmas bash in Barcelona. Thank you to all for their hard work. The Amalix Group, based in Whitstable, ditched the tinsel and turkey and instead invited staff to a Don't Forget Your Passport party, where they heard of the surprise trip. This is amazing. And the founder, Louis Hurst, was it Lewis? I never know. L-O-U-I-S.
Louis
Hurst. I wanted to do something different, he said, for the team. And we have had so much change in our business this year. We've already pulled together and gone above and beyond to make sure we deliver for our customers. I really like the idea of a surprise. And for weeks, the guys have been trying to guess the location of the party. So they wandered off to Barcelona. One of the lucky group was Nate Jenks, who recently won the 2013 Apprentice of the Year Kiba Awards. So well done. Well done, Louis. And they're on the John Wilson Park. I give you a little jingle bells for you for a great idea. Brilliant. Well done.
Fabulous.
And they're also taking on three new staff in 2014.
Great. And funnily enough, talking about staff, we had a tweet following Mike's bit from Telcare, who's saying they were listening in and very interested in hearing from Mike about the job market. And Lisa Settles said, when I work with students with CVs and mock interviews, the main problem I have as an employer is the dreadful spelling. And there's no excuse for it. Every word processor has a spell checker. There is no excuse for it. And obviously, spell checkers aren't the be-all and end-all, because in English we have some very weird things like there, and there, and your, and your.
Yeah, we also have American, and I got told off the other day for doing an American spelling.
Yeah.
By someone.
Yeah.
Remaining nameless.
Wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. You never tell me off, do you?
Nah, never.
Never.
But so thank you for that, Lisa. Thank you for participating, and you're absolutely right. From an employer's point of view, the quality of the CV is really, really important. And if you haven't checked it, haven't spell checked it and everything else, you ain't going to get anywhere with it. Brilliant. Okay. We have got 28 new tweets in, which we will come to in a minute. I want to read this, which is become a professional clinical hypnotherapist.
I thought you were.
Look into my eyes.
It's not working.
Did you know that hypnotherapy is one of the fastest growing therapies in the UK? Did you also know that you can train to be a hypnotherapist in just 6 months? 90% of medical professionals now recognise the power of hypnotherapy in dealing with stress, anxiety, phobias, weight loss and smoking. Formula One drivers and equestrians use hypnotherapy to boost performance. If you are looking for a change in direction or for a self-employed career, then the British School of Applied Psychology offers part-time adult learning courses here in Canterbury, in Kent. In 6 months, your former employment could be just a memory. Change your mind. Train to be a clinical hypnotherapist with the British School of Applied Psychology now. And there's an early bird deal available until December the 20th. If you want to find out all the details, costs, what's involved and everything else, you can do that by going to their website, which is www.britishschoolofappliedpsychology.com. That's all one word, britishschoolofappliedpsychology.com. We will put a link to that website on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can find out more about that should you wish to become a professional clinical hypnotherapist.
I think I might. I would like to.
Well, you send me to sleep, that's for sure.
Oh, you're so kind. I would actually quite like to do it to stop biting my nails.
Well, just don't bite your nails.
Well, I find it hard. I only bite one at the moment.
I'm surprised you find the room to eat more.
I do that one.
Do you? That one? Yeah.
nominally. I could sometimes, if things are really bad,
you
I do
it twice.
Too.
Yeah. Listener, you should see what she's doing.
Nominations are open, listener, for the WEGO, which is WEGO, a bit like Lego, but with a W, Health Activist Awards. And we're very excited, says the WEGO Health team.
Oh, we're so excited.
To announce the third annual WEGO Health Activist Awards programme. And it's a programme to help you recognise the health leaders that you admire most. Take a moment now to nominate a handful of your favourite health bloggers, tweeters, geeks and heroes. It only takes a minute. And you can nominate someone that you think is good. So you need to go to 3ws.awards.wegohealth.com. If you don't know who to nominate but want to keep up to date with all the latest WEGO Health Activist Awards info, then you can join the WEGO Health Network at wegohealth.com. We'd love to have you as a member, and that's the WEGO team. Unusual, haven't heard of that. Don't forget.
Where do we go?
There's a song as well, isn't it? Where do we go now? Who's that? That's a Sweet Child of Mine.
Isn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
I was just about to say, there's also the Kent Women in Business Awards, isn't there?
Yeah, funny you should mention that.
What you got?
I've got a tweet from Hilary Steele.
Oh, do tweet.
Of Seb Magazine, Kent yes. Women in Business Magazine.
Lovely lady.
Yeah, she's just saying she's listening in.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. The Kent Women in Business Awards are now open for nominations, by the way.
Yes.
And it's going to be tough because some of the judges are a bit gruesome.
Who are they?
Me.
Are you a judge?
Yeah.
You're not a woman.
So?
Well, no, you're not a woman, darling. You're definitely
am
not.
Am I not?
Skating on thin ground here, Mike.
Yeah. Why are you bringing Mike into this?
Because he's my only ally. He knows you bully me.
Yeah.
He's seen it. He's seen it firsthand, listener.
Has he?
Remember, I'm not allowed to laugh on the radio.
That is true, yeah.
Why not?
Oh, yeah, you get the giggles, don't you? Well, Justin is gobsmacked because he's never seen you in action with me before, except on the video that we did for Tales for Turkey.
Yeah.
You know, where he just kept rolling.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, okay. For sure. But anyway, I've lost track completely. What
have
has
you?
Any of that got to do
you
with
were gonna
me?
You were going to be a hypnotherapist.
No, I'm not going to be a hypnotherapist.
That's what
I'm
you
gonna
said.
I'm going to be a judge.
You're not waving your pom-pom. I find you quite coquettish in that today. It might be that I've had cognac, though. I might be one of those glass...
Three bottles down, you'd find...
Anyone.
You'd find a potato croquette coquettish.
Old Snake Hips.
Yeah.
You know it's his new name, Mike.
Oh, yes.
Go on. Who's the sponsor?
Have you quite finished?
Now, who's the sponsor? Tell me again.
Red Spot HR.
Red Hot, you were going to say.
Red Hot, Red Spot. Red Spot HR are today's sponsor. And I've told you that three times.
Hilary Steele, darling.
Kent Women in Business. I am one of the judges on the Kent Women in Business Awards.
So I've got no chance then.
No. You haven't been nominated yet.
Someone has, yeah.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, I think my mum did.
Well, there you go.
And the butcher.
Yeah. The butcher nominated
the sermons in Tankton.
For doubling their business in a day.
Did you open my Christmas card, what I wrote for you, yet?
I haven't yet, no.
Oh, let me know when you do.
Is it rude?
It's something I haven't eaten.
Is it rude?
No, it's not rude. It's charming.
That's amazing. Yeah.
It's charming.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Look, Mike's off.
Yeah,
he starts wheezing. You always know. It's like that Hilda Ogden sort of laugh, isn't it?
Right.
You know, a couple of fags down the Rovers.
Really?
Look, he's off.
Yeah. Not with the cigarettes.
It's when you get that silent wheeze, a bit like a gas bag. There's a new way of networking, and it's arrived in Canterbury. And it's this Thursday, the 19th of September, Mike, 7 a.m. And we'd like to introduce you to this meeting. It's at the Best Western Abbots Barton. They've got a fabulous chef there. They've got Will Britton, who's there, and he makes a mean gluten-free chocolate brownie, I'll have you know, listener. So this is the ABC Network, and it's one of the fastest growing network groups in Kent, with an average of 40 to 50 business owners at each meeting. No joining fee, and you just pay £14, and Bob's your uncle there. And you go to www.abcnetworks.co.uk, and you can email events@castlewoodhotels.com. I keep thinking I'm going to sneeze. It's really traumatic having a head cold, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
After all that brandy.
It really is. I just think I'm going to sneeze live on air.
It's a bit manic over the side of the desk because we've got Twitter going absolutely crazy.
Oh, lovely Brant's tweeting.
We got all kinds. You're reading from the top of the list again.
Lovely Brant.
I'm reading from the bottom. Venom Tech have said hi and they're listening in. Rachel and Mike from Catapult Sales are saying that they're listening in and they're thoroughly enjoying the show, and it's not as good as last week when they were on.
Well, of course not.
Absolutely.
Well, they were lovely, weren't they?
Yeah, fabulous.
I just liked her coat, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
Chris Ashford of CAD Design Kent has also...
I do love a CAD.
Yeah, Chris has also said he nearly missed the start of the show, but he just remembered in time and got it whacked onto the...
That's probably why I get on so well with you.
Why?
Oh, I love a CAD.
You're in... This hat... There's nothing, it keeps belting me in the face.
Honestly, it's like sick with Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah.
Have you got my Christmas present yet?
No, have you bought me one?
No, I mean, have you got mine for me?
Have I bought you one?
Yeah.
Venom Tech are still sourcing it. Funnel Web Spider with an aggressive streak is what I'm buying you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Mm, very pleasant.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
It's only deadly poisonous.
Oh, look, Whitstable Stove Shop, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Jules, from the Whitstable Stove Shop. We've had a fantastic, great year employing more installers too. Oh, that's great. I do want a stove. I just had other things that cost money, Mark Smith. So
I'm
me on for February. Are you getting yours?
I haven't talked to him yet. I am getting one early next year, and he doesn't know it yet, but I'm going over to the Whitstable Stove Shop to get my wood burner.
When you do, you can put me in Wheelers.
Well, buy one, get one free.
No, but yeah, we could do that. But then we go to Wheelers 3 to 5. Because I missed my slot this week. I was very upset you just wandered off on your own.
You were not. That is a big, big fib. You blew me out.
I starved myself.
You blew me out. You went for lunch at JoJo's.
Waiting
I know what
for
that's
my
like.
Lobster.
Yeah. Anyway. There's some gazillion tweets. We'll come to them in a minute.
Echimedia thinks that I'm drinking too early.
No, she's still up from last night, Brent. Don't worry about it, mate.
Jenner.
Stephen's from Gillingham Dramatic Society, yeah?
Yeah, he's the dramatic one. He's saying, great show.
Dramatic one. 18th of December. That'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, mañana.
It's a date to find out how much your business is worth. Hi, Paul. It may well be that you are not looking to sell your business anytime soon, but at some stage you probably will want to explore it. We would like to give you the opportunity to join a free webinar at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, the 18th of December, by John Warrilow. The best-selling author of Built to Sell, Creating a Business That Can Thrive Without You, and who is recognised as one of America's most influential marketers. John will be leading an exclusive one-hour presentation on building a sellable business. Built to Sell was ranked by both Inc. and Fortune magazine as one of the best business books of 2011. During this unique session, John will also discuss the principles of increasing the value of your company. He will also take your questions directly. To take advantage of this unique opportunity, you need to go to www.gotomeeting.com/register/27073549. You won't have written that down because I said it too quickly, so I will put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. If you would like to join the webinar tomorrow at 5 p.m. on valuing your business and how to build a more valuable business, you will be able to find the link on the Kent Business Radio website, which you can follow and join in with that webinar. Jules, you can do...
Oh, I'm tweeting. You keep interrupting me. Okay, I'll do one. It's my last one because I just get through them. Focus.
Yeah.
Who are we? Paul Andrews.
I don't know. Who are you?
Who are we? Well, we're Kent Peps, P-E-P-S. It's a network of parents and carers in Kent, and they have children with additional needs and disabilities. And they aim to actively involve parents in planning and making decisions about services for children, young people and families. And they do stuff like they enable the parents and carers to make views known to service providers, parent representation, surveys and consultations, disability parent partnership events. They represent parent carer views at decision-making boards. They do also give feedback on meetings that they attend with people. And they provide training for parent carers and practitioners. And the Kent Peps is independent, and it's a member of a national network of parent carer forums, and it's supported by Contact a Family.
All right, okay.
So we'll put details of that. Paul Andrews will again get his little gnome to research that, and we'll put that on the Bunker website after. Talking of things to do, Mary Daly.
Mm.
Have you got my press release on that?
Yeah.
Are you going to read it or not?
No.
Not bother?
No, because we did it the week before when Mary rang in and told it to us herself.
That was last week, actually, yeah. A whole 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Six days ago.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm so superior today. I don't know what's got into you.
Yeah, no, cool. Coming back to the...
Some might call it sarcastic.
Yeah, yeah. Coming back to the email you just read.
Yeah.
We are going to be covering that in a bit more depth on the next show or two, because there's a lot of things unfolding with that organisation, and we will be telling you more and more about them over the coming couple of weeks.
Okay.
Which will be quite good as things unfold and they start to develop. I think they're looking at changing their name of their organisation as well.
I think the PEPS needs to go, personally.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, and they agree with you, so that's what they will be doing. Do you know what we're going to do now?
More Christmas tunage.
We're going to play a bit more Christmas tunage, mm-hmm. and then when we come back, we're going to talk to our next guest. What do you reckon?
I can blow my nose.
Do you, goodness sake.
Clear my throat.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I can't
sake.
Help it. I've got just, man flu. I've told you.
You just can't get the stuff. The quality around
it. I'm staggering through this show. I've got a temperature.
You're staggering through this show because you drank three bottles of cognac.
And a Lemsip.
And a Lemsip. Yeah, it's not good for you.
Come along, darling. Play a song.
Bit of Roy Wood.
Oh, I do like Roy Wood.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Cool. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin on this, the last show of 2013, on the 17th of December, 2013.
Huh? You're having trouble with your bobble, aren't you, darling?
It's really annoying. Every time I do anything, it swings around and smashes me in the face. This is a complete stitch-up, and every time I try and take it off, I get screamed at.
It's like sitting with some elf.
Yeah, that I'm some kind of... Scroogey curmudgeon just because I want to take the hat off and start smashing myself in the face with a bubble, but never mind. That was Roy Wood and Wizard with a bit of a Christmassy number there, which was fabuloso. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the Business Bunker for the first time Mr. Justin Dean of Creative Motion. Justin, welcome.
Hello there.
How are you?
Very well, Paul.
Cool. That's really good. We've got loads of things to talk to you about. We've got loads of things to catch up on you about.
Absolutely.
We first... Well, we've met you a few times.
Yeah, you have.
This and that and different bits and pieces. But we actually got down and dirty with you, for want of a better expression.
Yes, you both did.
Yeah, at the Tales from Turkey book launch.
Yes.
When you were doing some video recording.
I was in
there.
Stitches, and every time I look back at the rushes, I'm kind of like...
Did she really say that? I'm just going to play that again.
Yeah.
I'll have you know, that was supposed to be my interview on my own, listener, and Paul Andrews just kept sidling in, like Benny Hill it was, kept sidling in.
Oh, almost Diane. Oh, no, that's not Benny Hill, is it? That's Benny from Crossroads.
Yeah. Same hat, near enough. Same sort of hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was very good.
Yeah. So, but
so you, were you, darling. You were fab.
Thank you very much.
I thought the direction was excellent.
I did.
And I haven't seen the finished production yet, but I'm sure it will be a best-selling film.
Yeah, it will go on to Miriam McGurk's YouTube channel.
Brilliant.
Hopefully by the end of this week. So that all the interviews and bits and pieces like that will go on there, as well as the video as well.
Fabulous. Now...
There's a lot of work goes into that, Paul Andrews.
Mm.
You know, people just... We were having a conversation about this, weren't we, just in the week. Where people just think, it's a bit like when I do my photography, you've got to edit, you've got to do all that. It's hours and hours of work.
The filming is the easy bit, to be honest, you know.
We found that, didn't we?
Yeah.
from that side of the camera,
we were looking at him going...
He could have gone on forever.
We were both going, easy.
I mean, when you're using one of the cameras, it's a bit like playing a game of golf. You know, when you're playing a game of golf, if you just get it off just a bit wrong, it goes off. And it's the same with, you know, getting all the bits and pieces in the right place before you start shooting.
Right.
You know? Okay. And with live event filming, it has to be so quick.
Right.
So, yeah, the thing is with these cameras, you can't put them on to automatic because they just don't work. So, the editing afterwards, that takes, you know, it depends. It can take from one day to 5 days. And
I want to explore something before she jumps in. And
I wasn't. I was just breathing. Yeah. Just breathing.
Shame.
I've got a blocked nose. It's so sad.
I want to ask you a couple of technical things, and I want to explore some other bits and pieces as well.
Meaning I couldn't ask a technical thing.
I didn't say
that. Well, that's what you're inferring.
Be quiet. I completely lost the thread. No, what I was going to say is...
You're inferring I couldn't ask anything technical.
Be quiet. With photography now, and this is where it's relevant to Jules, who claims to be a photographer.
Oh, here we go.
One of the things you can do with somebody like Jules, who takes photographs, and then you look at him and you think, oh, that's horrible. You've got things like...
Is that when I take one of you?
Yeah, you've got things like Photoshop that you can use to repair that. Is there a similar kinds of techniques with video now, or is it not so prevalent? Or
yeah, there is. I mean, it's not very easy. I mean, I take... with Miriam's video, parts of because of the light that day, her image was a little bit out of focus. Now, normally, years ago, you wouldn't be able to sort that out, but now you can. There are effects plugins and stuff like that can fix focus problems.
Right,
not absolutely.
But some way towards it.
Yeah, exactly. So there are ways to do it. You know, color grading as well. If the color correction's bang out, you do some color grading on it, color correction, and it sorts out everything, brings everything back to white, gets the blacks to black.
Right.
So the software is there.
Right.
Some of it's free, to be honest. But the more expensive stuff is obviously better.
Yeah. Okay. And you can presumably do more and add more.
Yeah. You basically you've got a whole, stuff of bits and pieces you can use, lots of different plugins, everything. Yeah, it all works very well.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Good stuff. I want you to tell us how you got into what you're doing.
Right.
And then tell us a little bit about your business and what it is you actually do for people.
Right,
and
okay.
kind of where you're taking that. So let's explore that for a little while. Right. Creative Motion, how did that come about? What got you into that?
I trained as a sound engineer for about 3 years at Westminster College, which, well, I think it's Westminster College now. It used to be Paddington.
Right.
So I did that for 3 years. And on the side of that, I had a digital media course as well, so got all into video editing, production, worked as part of an AV team, so that's live AV, going out doing shows, camera work.
Right, okay.
So it would be everything. I'd be on tour with various different companies as a freelancer. So
right.
I did that for years and years. I then decided one day that I wanted to have my own company.
Right.
With the birth of my daughter as well, I didn't really want to be working away all the time.
Because sure.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah,
I was,
yeah.
How old is she now?
2.5.
Oh.
She's absolutely cute. Gorgeous.
Just the one?
Just the one, yeah. I don't want any more.
No, one's enough.
One's enough.
Unless you're a rabbi.
Yes.
Carry on.
So that's how it kind of... it went, but it's always been corporate for me. I've always worked in the corporate industry. I worked for Goldman Sachs.
Never heard of them.
For about 5 years in the audiovisual media department. And then straight from that, my job role got made redundant back in 2000.
Typical.
Yeah, back in 2001. and then I decided to go freelance.
If I'd have still been there, Justin, you wouldn't have been made redundant. I would have kept you on, mate. Don't you worry. But I left in 87.
Did you?
88, yeah.
Was you at Goldman Sachs?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. What, Fleet Street?
No, I was in Old Bailey.
Was that locked up?
No. We were in the Old Bailey before we were in Peterborough Court, yeah.
Oh, so you was... Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a little bit older than you.
I didn't realise that.
I was head of technology at Goldman Sachs.
Was you?
Yeah, you would have been working for me, mate.
So you know Dave Lelliot?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Mate, it's a small little world, isn't
it? It is indeed.
I think there's a book here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, there is. So I went from that, basically job role got made redundant.
Right.
Electrosonic took over the contract, and from that I went freelance.
Right.
And never looked back, really, after that.
Right.
It was... you know, I was freelance before Goldman Sachs, but then, you know, went back to freelance again because it's much easier.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. Yeah.
And the money's good as well.
Yeah.
So
the creative industry works around freelancers, isn't it?
Oh, it does, absolutely. Yeah. You know, your guys that will go to university, 16 years old, go to university or whatever, they come out, they work for a full-time company. Mm. And once they learn what they need to learn, they go freelance because that's where the money is.
Absolutely.
So, it's the best way.
Okay. There's a couple of things I want to talk about now. You do corporate videos and stuff like that.
Yes.
But you're offering a new package, and we've got two things to talk about.
I work for SME. I do videos for SME companies and corporate companies as well. So that's kind of like the bits and pieces of it. So video production, motion graphics, live event filming, and video marketing.
Right.
I work for corporate companies, but I like to work for SMEs as well.
Okay.
You know. So the packages are basically £99.
Right.
And they are talking head packages.
Yep.
So I come along, I film you, I do all the editing within a couple of hours, and then you've got your video.
Right.
And then you can do with it what you want. Stick it up on YouTube, Facebook it, Twitter it. You know, because at the end of the day... Getting videos out there now is very important.
Yep.
You know, with branding and stuff like that. Years ago, production companies would charge you hundreds, thousands of pounds. Yeah. Nowadays, with the technology, with it being cheaper, at the end of the day, it's easier for companies like me to help smaller companies get themselves out there. And that's what it's about, branding, at the end of the day.
And we had a discussion about this, and I've had a number of talking head videos done for me over the years. And it's something, because it's cost effective and simple to do, that is really quite powerful. You know, you can use those kind of products in all kinds of ways. You can put it on a website. You can use it as part of a blog. You can do all kinds of things with it. Mm. You could have a video blog, couldn't you?
Customers today, they need to see you. Yeah. You know, so they can relate to you. They can see you speaking on video. That the open.
Oh, Jules, you're in trouble. Oh, someone come along and burst your bubble.
But you can see that even when we tweet, people love the pics that we put out, absolutely. Things like that. People like visuals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you look on Facebook and you look at the average post on Facebook and then the same post with a picture attached, you will absolutely quadruple the amount of people that see it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then when you go to video, it's even
more. It's even more. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
YouTube is great for this, and, you know, that's why it is where it is now. You know, you subscribe to video channels now on YouTube, you know, so it's massive.
It's the same. With press releases, I often will sell a story or send a story or plant a story, which is basically a fabulous picture, whatever Paul Andrews says about my photography. And really, it's not even about the words, it's about the photo.
Yeah, I've seen your photos, they're lovely.
They are, darling, thank you. And your videos are great.
Thank you.
It's just sometimes the subjects in my pictures are a little bit...
brilliant. A little bit brilliant.
No, a little bit warthoggish.
You're telling me I look like a warthog.
On occasion.
I look like a warthog in his videos because I look like a warthog. But on the radio, I'm fine. I've got a face for radio.
You look absolutely fine. With that, what was it, the scarf around your neck?
Yeah, that was his
new image, though. Yeah, he's got this new image.
My Mr. Toad image. Yeah.
But how important is lighting? I mean, when you're doing corporate videos, are you listening to
what... A dark room is perfect for you.
What the client wants as well with image?
What do you mean, from the lighting point of view?
Well, because I don't like my profile being shot, for example, particularly because I've got a huge nose, and as I get older, it gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, so, I mean, lighting is, when you're doing live events, it's very difficult with lighting because obviously all you've got is the top light on the camera.
Yeah.
You can't really, you know, be running around and setting up cameras and lighting and all of that and get it done. So when you're doing live event filming, having that top light camera, is the thing that you need. And yeah, it's just getting it right. It's getting that balance right.
You know, so you try not to use a harsh light.
Mm. Yeah, you don't want it to be too bright. But that's the thing, that the beauty of it now, you go into post... And if the lighting was rubbish,
you can change
it. You can just change it.
Yeah.
You know, you bring up the white balance and all that sort of stuff, and it's done. Yeah. And I've had lots of instances where we've had to film in very dark conditions, like
this studio.
Yeah. Or the last video we did for McGraw Hill Financial, and it was their brand launch at Tobacco Dock, and we had three camera guys in there. We got all the footage in, but it came back and it was very grainy. Mm. So we just used effects, color grading, and brought it all back to HD and made it look fabulous.
Right.
And that's what you do. The effects now do it.
And presumably because of that, that's what enables you to make it more cost effective to do these videos, because you don't have to have belt and braces and everything else.
If you make mistakes, let's say if you make mistakes nowadays with filming, you pretty much, as long as it's not a really, really bad mistake, like it's totally out of focus, you can fix it.
Yeah.
So, but the effects packages, the really good ones, they still cost a couple of grand.
Right.
You know, they're still really expensive to buy, but they're worth it at the end of the day.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, so it's really good.
Cool. So I want to move on now to talk about your competition.
Yes. Because the competition.
You've made a fabulous offer to the Business Bunker listeners, and we want to hear about it.
Right. Okay. So, what we're going to do is we're going to give away one of our Talking Head videos. Mm-hmm. So we'll
So it's like a Talking Head video
basically. We'll come along. We'll put the logo at the beginning, logo at the end. They can talk for 60 seconds.
Right.
We'll get it all done for them, all edited. We'll be there probably a couple of hours doing the filming, a couple of hours with the editing, do some, you know, back and forward shots, and then stick it on a USB or upload it to wherever they want it uploaded.
Fabulous.
All for free.
Fabulous.
Yeah. That is an offer.
That is a brilliant offer, and I'm going to go in for it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Can we not do too many rear shots?
Well,
you know.
But we need to find out what the listeners need to do in order to participate.
Well, basically, we've got a Facebook page, which is Creative Motion GB, which stands for Great Britain. Mm. And if they go to that page, there'll be a post with the Business Bunker logo on there.
That's the orange one.
That's the orange one. Can't miss it.
Ginger.
And basically, go to the comments section. Put in a comment, it can be anything about the show today, and then When's the date?
We're gonna announce the winner on the next show, which is the 7th of January. Yeah. So
we'll get all the comments, and then we'll put them into a hat and pick a
winner.
Yeah,
fabulous. So that's go to the Creative Motion Facebook page, which is facebook.com/CreativeMotionGB. There is a link on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website. There is a link directly to the Facebook page, so you can find it quite easily. Go on there. Find the Business Bunker logo on the Facebook page, which is not difficult. It's right smack in the middle of the page, and it's bright ginger, so you can find it. And post a comment, a relevant comment, and then Justin will pick a winner from that, and we will announce it on January the 7th on the next show. That will be fabulous. And while you're there, give them a like.
Yes, that as well, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Terms and conditions for it, though. Obviously, if the winner's up in Scotland, that's going to be a bit difficult. So we could always, I don't know,
they could come down and come on the Business Bunker,
or we could do them a logo ident or something like that. You know, motion graphics logo ident, because we're specialists at that as well. So
fabulous. So Kent-based business is fine. You can go for it. If you're outside of Kent, then the prize is slightly different.
I think that would be fair enough, wouldn't it?
Unless they want to come down and come on the Business Bunker at the same time.
Yeah. Which, of course, they could do.
Especially if they're in kilts.
Yeah.
And for more details, you can go to our website as well, which is www.creativemotion.co.uk. And Twitter is just Creative Motion.
Fabulous. So do follow Justin and the crew on that. Just before you you end your little bit here,
yes,
I want to talk to you a little bit about this as well, because you're a bit of a radio man.
I am, yes, a little bit. in my earlier years, when I was a bit younger, I was on a pirate radio station.
Oh, Jim Ladd.
Yes.
Pirate radio.
What was it? What was it?
It was called Innocence FM.
Yeah,
it was nothing like this studio. This studio is plush compared to what my one was like.
Right.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yours was in a tower block in Peckham or somewhere, wasn't it?
In Woolwich.
Yeah.
How old was I? I was 20.
We don't know. We're asking you.
Yeah, 21, I think.
All right,
about 21. When I was, I used to be a DJ, so I was on the DJ scene, and I don't know how I got into it, but it was great. I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was illegal. I know it was. It was a bit silly, but it was great fun. Yeah. You know, we was doing nothing wrong back then. It was just a bit of fun.
Well, one of the beauties now is you can do it without being illegal, because internet radio is the future, and you know, you don't need all that other paraphernalia anymore.
No,
good stuff.
We're thinking we can just do it. I can just do it from my bed on an iPad. I needn't travel.
With your cognac.
Cognac.
Never have to get up again.
No, suit me.
Cool. Look, we're fast running out of time.
But fantastic prize, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, brilliant prize.
So again,
go to
Facebook page.
The Facebook page.
Which is Creative Motion GB.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
We need that in by the 7th of Jan to announce it. So sort of the week before, really, I guess.
Yeah.
A couple of days.
Over the next few days when, you know, because people will be listening again that aren't listening live and will hear it.
Roughly, what is that package worth?
Millions.
The basic package is £99. So normally for £99 you get just 30 seconds, and that's pretty much it. We do a static logo at the beginning, static logo at the beginning, static logo at the end.
Yeah.
For this one, we're going to do something a bit better. It's going to be a proper logo ident. So it'll be a motion graphics logo ident, 60 seconds of footage, and then the logo ident at the end. So that would probably be worth in the region of about £365.
That's amazing.
Fabulous.
Prize.
Fabulous prize.
Yeah.
All I will say is basically we'll have to make sure that we get scripts right and all that, because I don't want to turn up and you know, so scripts will
and
have
people
to be done.
Go, I don't know what to say.
take 68.
You need professionals like Paul Andrews and I, don't you?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. We could just talk nonsense about anything at any time at the drop of
especially
a hat.
Especially our packers.
Yeah, exactly. Justin, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Paul.
Business
thank
Bunker.
You, Jules. Thank you, Paul.
Absolute pleasure to see you. Thank you for a fabulous competition. We will make sure that people enter that, and a worthy winner is chosen. We will announce that on the next show on January 7th. For the moment, thank you for joining us. Do stay with us for the remaining few moments of the show. And absolutely brilliant to see you. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
There's a Kent Invicta Chamber After Hours Club, and it's 6 to 7.30pm. There's no need to book. You can just turn up. And you can find your next clients possibly at these meetings. It's a successful casual networking event. And the next ones are Tuesday the 7th of January at the Nucleus Business Centre in Dartford. And the 14th of January, there's booking required for this one. And that's at the Panorama in Ashford. What's the Panorama? Is that a hotel?
The Panorama
in
Ashford.
I've never heard of it.
don't know. I live there.
Maybe it's a restaurant or something.
Oh, it could be. Yeah.
Also, Tuesday, the 21st of January, at the Abbott Spartan Hotel. And Tuesday, the 21st of January, with F Keys Rochester, who's one of our favourite listeners. We shouldn't have, but, you know, favourites.
Alex.
But
no, we
he
do.
He is one of our specials. Yeah. So to book, please visit 3ws.kentinvictachamber.co.uk events. And there is a phone number, 01233503838.
The absolutely gorgeous Rebecca Nutt has tweeted, Serenity Becca. She says, it looks like you're being forced to participate in the festive spirit, Paul. It is very true, Becca. You know what she's like. She makes me wear these silly outfits and then castigates me. I need your help and support, Becca. You've got to take me out again. Get over this festive downside.
Now, she is offering vouchers. She's saying, if you're in Whitstable, Canterbury area, I think you're beyond hope, frankly,
yeah,
Paul Andrews.
Possibly.
But there is a voucher. She's saying it's a great gift. Spread the love. You can spend £50 or more per voucher, and they add £10 for free.
Brilliant.
So that would get your nose done, wouldn't it? You know, a little bit extra, that tenner.
Do you reckon? Get the pimple off the end of my nose taken off.
That lance it.
Bit of microderma abrasion.
I think she can take pimples off. I think she's done her training, actually, now to take pimples off.
Lovely.
So that's Serenity Becca there, if you want to get
Swalecliffe and Canterbury.
Yeah, Whitstable, Swalecliffe, Canterbury.
Fabulous.
Chesterfield and all that.
I've had an email from Kent Creative Live. It says, Dear Paul, not the other one, just Dear Paul. Please find below information about our next meetup, which is on Tuesday the 14th of January, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30, and it's at the Alexander Centre, 15 Preston Street, Faversham.
Right.
And it's with Laura Bailey from Kent County Council about the Arts Investment Fund, and Pat Wilson-Smith, who is an artist and curator, who are going to be talking about their work. There is a small charge to go to it for non-members. It's £8. But what Natalia says is that there is the chance to have a freebie at your first one before joining. And that's from Natalia Benegs of Creative Kent. And you can find out...
Sorry, I can't help it. I'm looking for a cough sweet. Carry on.
That's, have you quite
isn't
finished?
It Natalie, not Natalia.
Well, she's French. I don't know.
Natalie. Yeah, you're thinking of Natalia Sucram.
Am I?
Yeah.
She's not French.
You're in a time warp.
She's not French.
She's from Margate.
Yeah. Natalia Benegs is French, and she's from Kent Creative Live.
I think it's Natalie.
And you can find out about it at kentcreative.org, www.kentcreative.org. Thank you for that correction.
I found a cough sweet. It's been in my bag since, I think, 1066.
Look. Really?
It's about four... Look, it's been in my bag, this
cough sweet. Covered in fluff. That's horrible.
I know.
You're not going to eat that.
I might have to.
We've had a tweet from Val Witter, who says she's listening to Business Bunker Radio and thoroughly enjoying it. Thank you for that, Val. The old print works are also listening in, and they say, we love your hats. Especially mine with a bobble on, which keeps smacking me in the face.
That's just your nose.
Yeah. Unite Works, who are the community workspace and hub over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester, have also tweeted in. So hello to you guys over at Unite Works, and thank you for listening to the Business Bunker show. Do you know, we've got 28 more tweets, which I'm going to come to some
just
of them in a
minute. Plowing through.
Spark, It's Not a Bank, have also tweeted in and are listening, so thank you for that.
Now, Whitstable Stove Shop are reiterating... and
their winter offer.
Yeah, mention of our winter offer. We'd be really appreciated if you'd let us know. It's a choice of three stoves, fully installed, only £1,490. What does that mean? Does that mean you could have three stoves put in your fireplace?
I guess so.
It doesn't do that. It doesn't mean
that. You don't want to have three in the same fireplace.
It can't mean that.
No, you could have three stoves in different rooms.
Okay.
You wouldn't have three stoves in one fireplace, would you?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Okay, that's a very reasonable offer.
Absolutely.
I want one. I wonder if he could fit one before Christmas. He'll kill me because he was asking me in October, telling me to. We've been followed by Desk Union, at Desk Union. What are they? They are connecting corporates with underutilised workspace with the startup, freelance and micro-business community, and deskunion.co.uk. Hello to you.
Cool.
Who else? Ali Young.
Ali, yeah. Ali was on the show about 6-7 months ago,
yeah,
wasn't she?
She's
a lawyer.
She's saying at Ali, that's A-L-Y, Young Law. Dear Jules Serkin, thank you to you and him for another great show. Christmas wishes and good luck for 2014.
Thank you, Ali. That's very sweet
of
you.
Yeah, shame she didn't mention you.
Yeah, but it's understandable because Jules read it out.
Mm.
I think Mark from Whitstable Stove has qualified what he's doing. You might want to read that.
Oh, has he? No, he really is listening. One stove, choice from three. I could have fit three in my Inglenook, couldn't I?
Yeah. See, you,
one on top of the other.
You just stitched him up into a triple whammy of providing three stoves for the price of one.
What I thought was, I'd take you and my Auntie Mabel and the three
and
of us.
And we'd get three of them. Yeah, he would really offer that, wouldn't he?
Let's
that would
ask
really
him. Now, let's put him on the spot.
No.
Mark, could you do it by Christmas?
Ha, 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 ha. Of course he couldn't. Look, we've had an interesting tweet here from Stephen Jenner as
Have
well.
Have we?
Yeah. He says, Creative Motion.
Yeah.
If only I had the budget to use your services, it sounds fabulous. Well, I
you
tell you what you do, Steve, is win the prize, mate. Go,
yeah,
go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/creativemotiongb.
Yeah.
Give the page a like and put a comment on the Business Punker thing. Simple. You're bound to win. You're
can't
bound
be any
to
easier
win.
Than that, can
no,
it?
No, you're bound to win, Stephen. Give it a go. It's really worthwhile. Sean Murphy has also said, fabulous show. Thanks to you guys for all you do for Kent Business. Sean, it's an absolute pleasure.
Aww,
thank you for
that's
that.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, we do appreciate all your support, you know.
I'd like to say thank you to the Whitstable Times because week on, week out, they print my 300 words.
Your ramblings.
Canterbury,
yeah.
Faversham, Herne Bay and where else? Whitstable. Where I live. And they always mention the Business Bunker and a superior show, Scoff and Quaff, which is on between 11 and 12 every Tuesday, which is really nice of them. So thank you.
Cool. So you've been caught.
Oh, no.
There's another tweet from Ali. She says, I love you too, Paul.
Oh, no.
Yeah, say so, nah.
She's probably on
nah, the... Nah.
Oh, that's just, you know,
yeah.
Cupboard
catch
love.
Up soon. We will indeed, Ali. And I won't bring Jules with me.
Oh, that's just cupboard love, I believe. He's saying, by Christmas, yup, which Christmas? Now, he's cross because he did remind me in October.
Yeah. Lisa's reminded us as well. Good point, Lisa. Who's going to the Chamber of Commerce After Hours Club tonight, which is at 6 p.m. at the F Keys building on the Medway City Estate in Rochester? And Lisa says, I'm going.
Aww.
So I'm sure there will be lots of people that will join you there, Lisa. That's the Kent Invicta Chamber After Hours Club at F Keys, which is at Rochester... Medway City Estate at tonight at 6 p.m.
I fancy the Christmas lunch at Best Western. Apart from, I also fancy Jethro Tull, but also the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel. That sounds good.
Cool.
The Christmas lunch.
Stephen has retweeted to say he has now entered the competition.
Oh,
well done.
Now, does he get a prize for being the first one?
First one to enter the competition.
I think he should.
How do you know if he's the first one?
Oh,
you don't know, do you?
A mince pie.
He gets a mince pie, a stale mince
Maybe
pie.
Maybe a ginger mouse mat we should offer.
Quite possibly, yeah.
Do you fancy my cough sweet? Look.
No.
Looks. What do you think, boys?
It looks like a gem, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's what's happened is the paper has melted into it. That's not mould, it's paper. But that has been in my bag since the last time I had
since
a cold.
Since the First World War?
No, that's been 4 years ago when we first started on Bunker.
Really?
Terrible, yeah.
Well, don't lose it. It's a relic.
Like,
I've still got
just
some...
like you.
Tunbridge
Wells Library will be hosting a business information evening on Wednesday the 22nd of January of 2014. And... they will be demonstrating how to access free business information from their library website. And the evening is aimed at people setting up in business or existing businesses who may be looking at ways to promote what they do. Now, to find out about this, you need to go... Is that part of this, or are you just saving paper?
No, I'm saving paper.
Okay, so we will put details on the Business Bunker website, but that's Wednesday the 22nd of January next year. And also there's the Kent Invicta Chamber, the networking breakfast with business, and it includes a full English, and that's 8 a.m. to 9:30. And the ones for January are, for your diary, Thursday the 9th of January at the Cote Brasserie in Bluewater, Thursday the 23rd of January at the Holiday Inn Express in Canterbury, Wednesday the 12th of February at the Kent Invicta Chamber in Ashford. So... again, we've already got details of that on the Bunker website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Check it out.
Cool. Thank you for that. Stephen has tweeted once again saying thank you for the mince pie.
Has he won yet?
Yeah. No, he's happy with the mince pie so far, I think. I've got a couple more emails to read, but we're not going to get through many more because we're almost at the end of the show and I need to wrap up a bit.
You do need to wrap up.
Shut up. Maxim PR has started a blog, www.kentcentric.co.uk, kentcentric, all one word, .co.uk, which focuses on what's happening in the county's built environment, what developers are going to deliver a stronger economy, and how the actions of local and national government may impact on Kent. We'd welcome your views, and if you've got any news we'd like to share, send through to us. Could you please share it around to your contacts as well? So, and that's from Andrew at Maxim PR and their built environment blog, which is www.kentcentric.co.uk. And I think we're kind of really at the end of the show now.
Now, Mike, can you just tell both of you, Justin and Mike, who the focus one of the team here is? Who has read all their emails and diligently folded them up?
What do you think, Mike?
It is a tough call.
He's got one left.
I've got one left.
I've done all mine, and he had to give me more.
Tweets.
Did he?
Yeah, yes. I've done the tweets, and we've still got loads of tweets left to read out. But we're kind of run out of time because we've got very little time left now. And I just want to say a few thank yous because this is the last show of 2013. We will be back on the 7th of January 2014 with a brand new show. And there's lots happening in the early part of next year.
Developments.
There's lots of developments. We're going to be doing a series of programmes on a particular set of issues, which we'll announce later on. But we're very excited about that. There's lots more happening. And we're going from strength to strength. And I want to say a massive, massive thank you to all of the people out there in the SME world in Kent and East Sussex and Surrey now who have supported the Business Bunker over the last 4 years. And our listeners continue to grow and grow and grow and grow in strength. And I want to thank you all for that, because without you, there's nothing here. And we really, really do think that the business community of Kent is very, very special.
Yes.
It is very supportive of each other, and that is as it should be. It's really good. So thank you for that.
Keep the tweets coming in.
Keep the tweets coming in. Keep your emails coming in. Keep telling us about what you're up to. We really want to know what you're up to. Mm. Keep coming on the Business Bunker show and keep helping us promote business in Kent. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you on the Business Bunker show today. And I want to say a huge, huge thank you to our two studio guests, Mr. Mike Waterton of Temp Network, long-term supporter of both Business Bunker and Channel Radio, and a fabulous bloke to boot. Also, Mr. Justin Dean, who, if there was any fairness in this world, would still be working for me at just Goldman Sachs, but both of us are gone long ago.
We were like distant ships, weren't we?
Yeah, we passed in the night. Yeah.
Well, Paul was in the Elizabethan era.
So were you up the top then?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was on the executive floor, I'm afraid.
The 11th floor, yeah.
I was indeed, yeah. Sorry about that. So thank you to Justin of Creative Motion. Thank you for joining us on the show, telling us all about what you do and for your fabulous competition, which I'm sure loads of people are going to go in for.
Hopefully, yes, yep.
And we hope to see you again early in the new year and talk about all kinds of things. And then when you... when you're ready to upload your videos to the Tales from Turkey YouTube site, we'll also let people know so that it's there.
Which makes a lovely stocking filler, listener.
Absolutely.
Tales from Turkey book.
Cool. Thank you for that. We're going to rush through the last bit now because we're almost out of time. Coming up on Channel Radio, in short order, at 3 o'clock, we have Extra Milk with Kevin Cann. At 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery. And then at 7 o'clock, we've got a special tonight on the New Potato Show. The New Potato Show is the Andrews Boys, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Presented by Jamie and helped out by the producer, me, Paul. And the station assistant manager, Mr. Stu Andrews. We will be on from 9 o'clock tonight with everything that's great in the new unsigned and up-and-coming music scene. 17 tracks, 2 hot potatoes, a pigs can't look up, a message from Japan, and everything that goes on the New Potato Show. So do listen to that at 9 o'clock tonight. But for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolutely cracking year to spend with you.
Stonking.
Have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. And we will be back with you on January the 7th. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Jobs.